Thank you for your customer service call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you? Yes.
Hello?
Hello, customer. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I got a charge on my account for the U.S. Peak Fit Routine, and I don't remember joining that.
Alrighty, so I definitely understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to assist. May you please provide me your zip code?
My zip code, ma'am, is 50169.
Repeat that for me, I'm sorry.
50169.
Thank you. And that first and last name, please.
My first name is Delores, spelled D-E-L-O-R-E-S. My last name is Ewing, spelled E-W-I-N-G.
All righty. Thank you so much for that information. So I do see that that was, and for security purposes, that billing address, please.
My billing address is 116 High Street Southwest, Unit 4, Citizen Cat, Mitchellville, Iowa, at 50169.
Thank you for that information. So I do see that there was a purchase that was made on the 27th of April. It was for the shipping and handling charge of $7.97 for a smart fitness tracker. And along with that did come replacement color scraps for $19.98.
A smart what tracker?
A smart fitness tracker. It was a smart watch.
Okay.
It was a fitness watch that keeps track of your steps and your heart rate and stuff like that.
Okay, but was it paid for at the time?
The shipping and handling charge was only for $7.97, so the product was only free for 14 days, and if you called to cancel before the 14 days was over, you would have avoided the $69.87 charge.
I didn't understand that, but okay, now that I know what it is, I just, you know, because I wasn't sure, so. I won't get any more charges, will I?
No, there will be no other attempted charges due to the fact that it was a straight sale charge.
Yeah, because it's for the heart rate and your blood pressure and stuff. That
right.
Kind of thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, because I knew I got it, but I didn't realize that I had to pay more for it. But yeah, that's fine. So thank you very much, ma'am.
No problem. So I can give you a cancellation number to give you the clarification that there will be no other charges if you would like.
Okay, a cancellation number, but then I send it back, right?
No, you don't have to send anything back. This is your cancellation confirmation number.
Okay, well, yes, I would like that. I would like the cancellation confirmation number.
That's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
919.
919, okay.
23.
23.
1093.
1093, and that's cancellation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alrighty, that is the cancellation confirmation. As I stated once before, there will be no other attempted charges. Do give it 24 to 48 hours in order for you to receive an email confirming that the account is canceled. I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call. You enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.